Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank WTTR Radio for letting me bring this little show to you every week for the past 8 or 9 years, I think, at this point. I also want to encourage you, keep your money local. Local is where it's at. Local's the new cool. Actually, it's the old cool. You want to go to carrollcountychamber.org. You'll find our directory with about 650 local members. Spend your money locally. These people pay taxes. They pay the fees to keep the schools going, and they are your neighbors. They live in the same area. They shop in the same stores, and not only shop local, but compete local. I'm going to kind of do a stretch. We do an unbelievably awesome thing every year called the Carroll Biz Challenge, and that's what we're going to talk about today. It's a local show for entrepreneurs where they can compete for big, big money. And I have the producer of that show on with me. He's been on the show before, Mr. Steve Lowe. Hey, Steve, owner of 127 Creative and the more creative partner to 127 Creative, Miss Kim Harbison.
Hello, Mike.
Steve, how I snuck that in. She's the more creative one.
I loved it.
I figured so. All right. So, Steve, Kim, you guys have both been a part of this. The Carroll Biz Challenge, our 10-year anniversary. Pretty awesome. And we've hit another milestone here, right? We had a record number of applications and our panels picked the top five, correct?
Correct.
How many applications did we get? That was a lead in, Steve. You were supposed to just offer that up.
Sorry. 53 applications, more than we've ever had before, with a grand prize higher than we've ever had before, $10,000 cash, and the total prize, which includes the 10 grand and thousands more in valuable services and prizes and products, is it totals $33,259. So it's absolutely unbelievable.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Now, Kim, let me ask you this, Kim. For those that have never been to see the Carroll Biz Challenge, and I bet that a lot of people have seen it or at least heard of it, how would you describe it in a minute?
It's like if Shark Tank and America's Got Talent had a baby, that would be it. So it's local people in front of local judges pitching their great ideas, and it's energetic and it's fun and it's funny, and you get to see all your friends there, and it's a great time.
The energy level's pretty intense, you know.
It's intense.
And this year it's going to be even bigger than that, because last year we did it live, kind of, but we filmed it. It's going to be filmed this year as well. People can watch this at home, and some of them are going to have to, because we've already sold out over half of the seats we have. And the event is, Steve, how many days from today?
25 days from today.
That's right.
August the 26th.
That's right.
And today's August 1st and all.
And it's like $20 to go to see it. You get a nice happy hour beforehand, starts at 5. We do this.
Not just a nice happy hour. I don't know of a better happy hour in Carroll County.
It's a great happy hour.
It's a great happy hour. And the event's going to be at the Carroll, the Carroll County Arts Center, the theater on Main Street in Westminster.
Beautiful facility.
And beautiful. And people can buy their tickets by going to carrollcountychamber.org, or they can just simply go to carrollbizchallenge.com, right?
Correct. And there's a big button at the top says get tickets. With a countdown, and you better hurry up, because it's going to sell out this year. It's going to work back to happen.
There's no question. All right, let's get into the top five, right? We had a committee. They picked the top five, and in no specific order of who we like the most, give us a quick, because I have no opinions. I'm the chamber president. Right, yeah. I love everyone.
You never have an opinion.
No, all 53 should win from my point of view. But since that can't happen, and it's like the Olympics time, we got gold, silver, bronze. We're looking, one of these five is going to win the gold medal, let's just say. So let's just start with no order in specific. Steve, tell us, I know we've got someone who throws axes, right? Tell me about that.
We do indeed. This guy, his idea is called Moving Targets. Bob Wimmer is the entrepreneur, the applicant here. And he's got an idea for a mobile axe throwing trailer, to build out a trailer that, you know, you can hook to a truck and bring around town to parties, public or private, maybe breweries, wineries, restaurants, anybody that wants this thing. And his idea is to have, I think, chain link fences pull out to create aisles or, you know, rows for competitive axe throwing. And, you know, I don't know. Axe throwing is kind of a big deal around the country and around the world now. I don't believe we have any in Carroll County. We certainly, I've never heard of mobile axe throwing before. So it's a pretty innovative idea. And I don't know. I'm really hoping he throws some axes at the live finale, because that would be really awesome.
I think it's going to be great. And I think he also offers some, I mean, he'd come to like your house if you had like a major thing going on in the backyard, some party, maybe you invite your mother-in-law over and you have her hold apples and he shows axe throwing. I'm only kidding. I love my mother-in-law. Okay. Now guys, we also have, we got to move faster because I want to get all five in. We've also got somebody who specializes in coffee. Who wants to tackle that one?
I'll take that one. It's Hoffa Beans and Biscuits. Annie Mitchell, Mike Mitchell, and Tom Herber, the entrepreneurs that are heading this up. And it's a local food truck operated by the Hoffa Foundation. Now Hoffa, H-O-F-F-A, stands for Healing Opportunity Free from Addiction. And their main goal is to save lives. The foundation was started after, unfortunately, a tragic and painful loss, and it supports the fight against addiction in our local community. In addition to the sale and production of Hoffa beans and the coffee, the foundation owns and operates a sober living home in Sykesville. They're ready to provide opportunities for the residents of the sober living home by working on the food truck. So the truck will serve breakfast items, homemade jams and jellies, and of course, coffee. Sounds like a pretty amazing thing that they're doing.
Yeah, and you know, I was going to say too, we had a meet and greet at the town mall, and each of the ones who, all 53, had a chance to get up for 1 minute and give a quick little spiel about who they are. And this guy's passion was off the charts. So I'm sure we're going to be in for a great presentation. All right, next one. We've got somebody who, to my understanding, wants to help folks to sell whatever kind of actual service they do and help those of us that need whatever service they sell to find them. Who wants to tackle this?
I got it. This idea is called Local Bucket. And basically they've set up an online platform that's kind of, it's part social network, it's part Angie's List. And it basically enables someone that needs a service like landscaping, power washing, dog walking, junk hauling, something like that. It'll connect people that need the service with people that provide the service. And you can go on there, and obviously, you know, different customers will rate these different service providers. So kind of like Google reviews, there'll be ratings, and it'll be fairly local based. So you can find it in your community, wherever your community is. And they want to scale this thing beyond just our community, but it'll be all each transaction will be community based. And I think one of the cool things about Local Bucket that kind of raised them to the top is their pricing, their payment platform, where if I need, say, landscaping, I'll go and I'll order that service through their app. They've built an app for this, and I'll pay for it, but they actually hold my payment in escrow until the landscaping is completed and
certified. I like that. That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
So yeah, these guys did a great job when they presented too. Yep. All right, if you just now tuned in, I'm talking to Steve and Kim from 127 Creative. They are the producers of the 10th annual Carroll Biz Challenge, which is coming up August 26th at the Carroll Arts Center in downtown Westminster. Tickets can be purchased by going to carrollbizchallenge.com or carrollcountychamber.org. You can also call our office at 410-848-9050 to buy tickets. Now we're going over the top five people that made it out of 53 applications, and these people are going to be there to pitch live at that event. And you want to make sure you buy tickets, because if not, you're gonna miss out, and you'll be watching it from home. But we want to thank our friends from the Community Media Center, because they're going to stream it live for us. So we got two more to talk about. We got somebody out of Finksburg, I think, that is looking to make some nice alcoholic cider, and we like our alcohol here in Carroll County. Who wants to tackle this one?
I'll take this one. It is a woman-owned business.
Oh yeah.
Brothers Ridge Cider. Aaron Brothers is the entrepreneur for this one. And Brothers Ridge Cider will be Carroll County's first hard apple cider producer. and they're going to make ciders from local apples as well as other fruits. I can't wait to try this. It's going to be delicious. So Brothers Ridge will craft their hard ciders using the fruit grown at their grandparents' and parents' orchards, as well as fruits grown all around Carroll County and along the East Coast. So consumers can see how produce can be turned into delicious, non-traditional products. There will be a few ciders available year-round, as well as some seasonal ciders released throughout the year in limited quantities. And the seasonal ciders will showcase fruits and botanicals that are available during that time of year, as well as different fermentation and aging processes. Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, this place is exciting because, number one, I love that something comes out of Little Finksburg. When we first moved out here from Chicago, that's where we lived for about a year. I love that area. And I love that it's a woman-owned business and that it's something that's different. I mean, we've got wine, we've got beer, we've got spirits, and now we're going to have hard cider. So after you buy yourself some hard cider, or maybe drink some coffee, or throw some axes, or throw axes.
Cider before axe throwing.
Yeah, that's true. But then you're going to want to buy a book and you're going to want to read. And we've got somebody, I believe, that's going to be able to help us with that, because I love books. I love to read. I love to hold the books in my hands. And I love going to a bookstore. And we don't have a lot of those around right now. So there's one of those out there. Who wants to take this one?
So this is the Rudolph Girls Independent Bookstore. They've actually just opened a couple of weeks ago. We had their big grand opening and ribbon cutting. And they are already super ingrained in the community, but they're establishing a bookstore, an independent bookstore, and they want to help connect people with books in ways that, you know, hence their lots of community engagement, and they're really giving it a good shot already. And I think they got a great idea and they're going to put on a great show.
I'm excited about this opening up. I love to be able to go to a bookstore, and they're going to actually be not too far from our office on Main Street in Westminster. So that's it. We covered all five. People can go, I guess, Steve, you've got these posted up on the Biz Challenge website, right? The top
Absolutely.
Five.
You can go read about them a little bit. There's many of them have a little pitch video you can watch. Some of them have websites already. Go check them out. And of course, if at the live event, as well as if you're just watching online, you'll be able to vote for the $1,000 People's Choice Award. So you want to get acquainted with that, and we'll have that all have electronic voting set up there at the Art Center as well as online. And the judges will pick who gets the grand prize, and the audience will pick who gets the $1,000 People's Choice Award. And we should say, new this year, there's a Changemaker Award sponsored by the United Way, and they are going to pick from the all 53 applicants, and somebody else is going to walk away with that $1,000.
Correct. And we're almost out of time. And I want to encourage all of you who are listening, when you go to the website, carolbizchallenge.com, look at the sponsors. These kind of events do not happen without the chamber and without the sponsors. And anytime we can take 53 local entrepreneurs and get them all rowing in the same actual direction and wanting to open up a business here in Carroll, it's good for everyone. So the people who sponsor this believe that, and you should look to them when you look to spend your money. Guys, we're out of time. Steve, can you give me the contact info for 127 Creative really fast?
127creative.com.
There you go. And if you guys are looking out there for anyone to do videos for you, to produce events, to do anything on the creative side, Steve and Kim are the ones to call. Steve and Kim, thank you guys so much for being on the show with me today, okay?
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Great. All right, everyone. If you missed the show, well, too bad for you, but it's going to be up on our website sometime tomorrow. You'll be able to find it. So go to carrollcountychamber.org for this show and all past shows, for all of our members, for all of our events, including our trips for next year, Ireland in March, Greece in October. So carrollcountychamber.org, or call us at 410-848-9050. If you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, we'll be stopping off at Julia Nova's Italian Grocery. Get one of his hoagies. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening today. Do something special with family or friends, and God bless.